Welcome to the home place, a visit to earlier times on the West Virginia hills, recollected through family tales and tunes from generations past. About the time of the Civil War, the Hammonds family followed creeks and rivers from the bloody border of Kentucky to the three forks of the Williams River in West Virginia's Cranberry Backcountry. Jess and Pete Hammonds hunted wild bear and deer along the branches and creeks that spilled out of the mountains which cradled their new homes. Their accomplishments and adventures live today in stories their descendants tell. Even some of the early fiddle tunes reflect the rhythm of the hunt. Kearns Hammonds tells of how an old fiddle tune called the Forked Deer came to be made by his old Uncle Pete.
Forked Deer. Well, now I'll tell you the way I heard it. Now I'm going to tell them the way I hear it. I won't say so, but they say that. They were my grandpap and old Pete Hammonds. They were back up in on the head of the Middle Fork River. They was back in there a deer hunting, and there's a fellow with them called old Floyd Blankenship. Well, then old Floyd, he went down right below where Joe John Hammonds lived. And he had this old rifle. And he heard something just like a whistle blowing, he said, Floyd did. That is sprinkling rain and foggy, but he said he kept slipping around the hill to look what it was. And he said he got to look over in the holler, and he said there stood a big buck. Said every little bit he'd throw his head straight up and down, let his nose rain full, and he'd blow it out of his nose. And he said it just whistled when he'd blow it out of his nose, and Floyd shot it and just knocked it down. And he run to it, and when he got to it, the buck wasn't dead, he just creased it. And he had set his gun down when he went to the deer, but he had a hold of its horns, and the deer went to get up. Now they say it's the truth, I don't know as it is. And he said when it went to get up, Floyd just straddled it. And right down the hill went Floyd and the deer. Over half a mile of the Williams River to what they call the Laurel Run. Down the river he went to the river, and he said the river was up. But when he got to this place, Grandpap Hammond was standing on the bank where the deer come in. And he said, in come the deer, and Floyd is straddling. And he said he didn't have no shirt on, he didn't have no pants on, had lost his shot pal, lost his gun, no hat, just had it by the horn to set him straddling. And into the river it went. And he said when he went into the river, they both went under. Said in a little bit, they come up. And he said the river was deep. And he said when they come up, he hollered out to Grandpap. He said, take me out, old man. But he was yet a hold of the deer. But he turned over on the side of the deer. He was on the straddle of it, but he was holding to it. And he said, under they went. And he said, Grandpap said he couldn't get to him. And he said they come up down the river ways, and he said he hollered at the Grandpap. He said, take me out, old man. And Grandpap said, I couldn't get to him, but he said, I was going down to the shoals to wade in where the shoulder, you know, there wasn't a big hole, and get out in there and try to catch him. So just about the time Grandpap got down where the shoals was, they come up, but old Floyd could hit the bottom with his feet, but the deer couldn't touch the bottom. And he said he hollered out, he said, just never mind, old man. He said he held that deer right under that water and he drowned it, right there in the river. Now, Grandpap says that's really the truth. Well, Grandpap said they brought it out. He said to Floyd, he said, where's your gun? And Lauren said, I don't know, it's up there in the hill someplace. They took back up and tracked him up with the pieces of his shirts and his pants and his shot pouch, but they found the old gun a-setting again in the tree. And it wasn't loaded. He just shot it and run out and grabbed it. Now, Grandpap says that's the truth about that. Well, Uncle Pete, he went to making the song about Floyd Blankenship and the Forked Deer that was up on the Middle Fork and this was on the Wind River. And he got the fool with it, playing it on the fiddle, singing and hollering and acting the fool. By golly, he made a tune out.
Listening to a story by Kearns Hammonds with fiddle playing by John Johnson. Engineering was by Stephen Heimel and field recordings by Jerry Milnes and Michael Klein. Joint funding came from Davis Nelkins College and the Humanities Foundation of West Virginia, a state program of the National Endowment for the Humanities. To get in touch with us, write The Home Place, 114 Boundary Avenue, Elkins, West Virginia, 26241. This is Michael Klein. Come back and see us at The Home Place. Welcome to The Home Place, a visit to earlier times on the West Virginia hills, recollected through family tales and tunes from generations past.
So many nights since you've been gone, I had to worry and grieve about you all night long. Someday, woman, I'm not gonna let you worry my life anymore.
I found out years ago, people, if you let them see that you want them to participate in what you're doing, they offer you, brother. And they'll holler up, sing so-and-so and so. I know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, you know, one of those things. Well, that's freedom of expression.
Matt Reese of Princeton, West Virginia, sings the blues.
So this is my story.
During the first three decades of this century, people came from all over the world to build the railroads and open the coal mines in southern West Virginia. On a rainy afternoon, Nat Reese tells of how his father came with a family to the coal fields from Salem, Virginia in 1928.
And then he heard of all the money the people was making out here in the coalfield. You know how rumors go. You can shake money off the trees. So he decided he'd come out here and shake a couple of these trees. And he came out here and worked on the Virginia Railroad for about 50, 80 years, and he still didn't find that money tree. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, which was really good about the coal fields at that time, if you could play music or play baseball, you could get a job. Because the quartets and choirs and baseball teams, one of the biggest of the pleasures that people had, you know. And the owners of those mines wanted to keep the people happy.
So after an exciting ball game or a hard day's work, the Reeses would drift home and gather in for a good music session. It didn't take young Nat long to get started.
Now the preacher went out hunting. It was on one Sunday morn. He forgot it was against his religion. So he took his gun along and on his way returning home, he killed one little weasel hare. And oh Lord, when he looked around, he met a great big grizzly bear. The bear marched out in the middle of the road and went to waltz into the preacher, you see. The preacher got so excited, he climbed up a persimmon tree. The preacher stretched out on a limb, the bear stood on the ground. But that's about then the limb let go when the preacher come tumbling down. He said, oh Lord, yeah, didn't you deliver old Daniel from the lion den? Also, Brother Jonah from the belly of the whale. Three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, the good book do declare. And oh Lord, if you can't help me, put a muzzle on the grizzly.
The first time I ever played anywhere out in my life, I was about 9 years old. My father bought me a tipple, and it had 10 strings. And they gave up for some kind of a big blowout, a shindig there, and a show, flow show there in Mullet. They asked me to come down and play on that show. And I think I played 10 songs before they let me off of that stage. Me and my little tipple. I went from the tipple to the guitar. From the guitar to the piano, from the piano to the organ. From the organ I went to the bass viol. From that to a standing string harp. Because at that time it didn't have any places to go to, only house parties. And they would hire somebody to play or two people to play guitar. And they'd have one of the biggest house dances there ever was, bro. People would be dancing in one that man would knock a paneling out of between two rooms to make one great big space. And people would get in there and they would dance just the same as they was in a ballroom, boy, at the Holiday Inn, man. Yes, sir. And they started doing the shuffle, the slow drag, and they did the two-step, and then they waltzed, and that was the beginning of it. And they would dance there all night long as the music was there. Yeah, I was in another world because when I was playing music, nothing else was on my mind but music at that time.
And see, it's a lot of rough stories, boy, of the things that happen to a man when he, in the music days.
Now you can get your foot in, or you can go and talk to the man that you wasn't allowed to walk in then. That Albert White only sign up there. You couldn't go in there. And so you'd either have to, someone know someone that's there to help you, or else you better off staying in a coal mine. Bird in the hand worth two in the bush. You mess around and don't have no bird at all. Oh, darling.
You have been listening to the story and music of Nat Reese of Princeton, West Virginia. Engineering was by David Mold and field recordings by Jerry Milnes and Michael Klein. Joint funding came from the Davis and Elkins College and the Humanities Foundation of West Virginia, a state program of the National Endowment for the Humanities. To get in touch with us, write the home place, 114 Boundary Avenue, Elkins, West Virginia, 26241. This is Michael Klein. Come back and see us at the home place.
For someone else.